This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland, alongside. Happy New Year to you and yours. 2026 is upon us. Can't believe it. What's the earliest New Year's Eve you remember in your life? How old were you?
What do you mean?
Like staying up till midnight kind of thing?
That's a good question. I feel like at like age, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, something like that, you start to like remember that stuff?
I remember 11. I don't remember, because I remember.
I might be a little on the early side. Before 10, though. I remember before the age of 10, like getting like, it was like always the opportunity to stay up a little later than you were allowed to before, even if it wasn't midnight.
The reason I ask, I was just informed on the break that our own Danny Higgins, who filled in for you for 4 days last week, who we affectionately call Danny Caddyshack. Danny Higgins, when you ask yourself, all right, who do you know that ever went to Times Square in New York City to ring in the new year? That glut of humanity, that sea of humanity in freezing cold temperatures, typically in Times Square. Danny Higgins once went because a girl roped him into it in high school. Was it Danny?
I think that's the story. Yep.
And Danny said, you asked the question, how long were you there for? And Danny's response was, it's shocking, 14 hours he had to be there.
I can.
Beginning and end. Oh, my God.
I can. Something that I will never be doing.
No.
Can't even imagine how many thousands of dollars you'd have to pay me to attempt that.
Oh, my God. The whole thing. We were also talking about parades. Like, who?
Just miserable.
Unless you have kids, who goes to a parade?
I don't know. It's the same fireworks thing.
Who watches a parade on TV?
Yeah, I don't always want to come across as the Grinch, the Grouch, whatever.
I was going to say, I love Christmas. I guess I'm a New Year's Scrooge.
Yes, yeah, Scrooge. That's what I was looking for.
I'm a New Year's Scrooge. That's what I am.
I'm with you. It's the same. Yeah. I mean, we make fun of Fezzik for it with the fireworks. It's the same. I don't like it. Who's going to a parade? I'm with you. I don't like. Just getting there and standing with all those people. No, I'm good.
Danny Higgins.
Unless you're Wes Reynolds. Again, if you're Wes Reynolds today or any Indiana fan, you have a blast.
Danny,
with all
this. We were just talking about this off air, and I mentioned it earlier. Reese Davis doing reports from out there in Pasadena. It's like a monsoon out there right now. We got several hours here before game time. First game kicks off in less than an hour between Oregon and Texas Tech. Alabama and Indiana kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific, so we got time. But, man, if they were playing right now, good God.
Yeah.
We get tweets beat in the book.
Line movement on that first game, by the way. I should bring this
down
up.
Down to two now?
Yeah, 1.5, 2. I got my Texas Tech 2.5 in while you and Tim were talking. Those are pretty much gone everywhere.
Money coming Texas Tech's way. I really do think the defenses are going to rule the roost. I'm on the Red Raiders. Larry Fresh pumps. He shows pictures. He says, I just follow the trend, my friend. My first picture is when you were still at the South Point. Years later, it's Circa. So he got frames on just like mine in both cases. Jason Stark. Thank you, Larry Fresh. Happy, and thank you for all the Chipotle, by the way. Jason Stark. Happy New Year, Gil and Kelly. May 2026 be a profitable year. You too, Jason. Money Gun Guz, who's fighting for the top in Circa Millions. I just want to set out an NFL playoff trend for this coming year in case everyone forgot. Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding us of this. Since the 2003 season, every time the San Francisco 49ers have qualified for the playoffs, they have advanced to at least the NFC Championship game. Love the glasses. Thank you for that last comment. I'll extend it further. Since the year 2003, the San Francisco 49ers have either missed the playoffs entirely or gotten to at least the NFC Championship game. That is a ridiculously unbelievable stat. Thank you for reminding us of that,
coach.
Money Gun Guz. Tronsky. Hey, Gil, I heard all these listeners bagging on your new glasses. Had to tune into the VSiN Watch app to see what all the hullabaloo was about. They're not so bad. You're rocking a bit of an Elton John look. You be you. I hope you feel better and happy new year. Thank you, Tronsky. Appreciate that, man. And primetime, Cowboys_Cubs.
I'm enjoying all the different comps. Really? Those are
Buddy
coming out
Holly,
of the woodwork. Yeah.
I got Buddy Holly. I got Humpty. I got Elton John.
They're racking up today.
Got Groucho Marx. Yo, hey man, Primetime says, thanks to your little buddy Kelly Billy showing up for work today, seemingly sober. My first plus money ticket of the year cashed. Give that kid an undeserved vacation. In fact, ship him now, and he could do the polar bear plunge today here in minus 18 wind chill. Peace and love. Where are you in the DMV primetime? Yikes, where man. Are you? That's... Minus 18 wind chill. Wow. Okay. And we'll get to more tweets here coming up. I just want to get us to, are we sure? Let's do it.
You think you know what's going on in the sports betting world?
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Gil and Kelly tackle the hard-hitting questions on another exciting edition of Are We Sure?
Marissa Tomei featured in that little medley right there I learned.
A little follow-up here on the Olave news quick.
Yeah.
Blood clot in his lung. This is a little scarier, yeah.
Oh, no.
No prior history with blood clots, so this was caught. Luckily, this was caught by doctors. So he is going to miss. That's why he will be out for this game on Sunday.
That is a very serious matter.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Bosh of the Miami Heat most recently had to retire because he had a chronic, it was deemed a chronic blood clot problem, and therefore you simply cannot risk playing at that point. But if it is a one-time event-driven thing, like some kind of trauma, I got a blood clot from the second Achilles surgery that almost killed me, by the way, but because you could trace it back to an event, then you're okay to go after that. Blood thinners maybe for a while, but Olave with the blood clot, very serious matter.
Yeah, we've been hearing about him too much here recently.
Yeah.
Wemby, I feel like we've learned a lot about this through Wembanyama going through that as well.
Wembanyama hyperextended his knee last night. We didn't talk about that. He's okay, though, they think?
Sounds like he's going to be okay, but test to come today. His quote last night was basically, I'll be back for the next game.
Oh.
So, very positive for Wembanyama, but still going to go under all the tests.
That's good to hear.
All right, Gil.
Yes, sir.
Are we sure we will see more upsets today in the college football playoff?
By the way, that Miami upset becomes the largest upset in the short college football playoff history in this current format of the 2 years. And we should say, we both got to it at the same time. And the fifth straight of five where the team that had rest lost. Right? The team on a bye, if you will, lost.
Anything to that to you?
It's way too small of a sample size.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I really think overall this time of year, it just comes down to so much coaching and how you manage this time of year anyways I'll put it on them.
I'm not sure, obviously, but I have Texas Tech, so that's my upset today.
All right, are we sure Miami should be behind Indiana and Georgia on the futures board to win the national championship?
No, but I think it's those three. Miami's got, they got pro players on that defense, boy.
That was the question you asked him. I didn't want to, it's kind of like a boring answer. That was the biggest thing that stuck out to me last night.
Is Sean,
NFL players flying all over that field.
May Sean Taylor rest in peace, but man, that had Sean Taylor vibes. This team does on that defense. Next.
Are we sure? Week 17 was the swing week in the MVP race and Drake May will win it.
I'm sure it was the swing based on the betting market, but no, I'm not sure Drake May will win it. I lean towards the JVT theory. I do think Stafford wins it in the end. I think a lifetime achievement award is coming for Matt Stafford.
Are we sure if the Patriots get the one seed, Mike Vrabel wins coach of the year?
Yes.
I think so,
too. Unless Kyle Shanahan gets the number one seed in the NFC, but I still think Vrabel will get the, sadly, I think Vrabel will get the nod.
If they both get the one seed, yes. I still think they're. I think Vrabel against.
I do think that will happen. That's my hunch.
Are we sure the Seahawks are the rightful favorite to win the Super Bowl?
No. No, I think the Rams are a better football team.
Yeah.
The Seahawks needed, intervention from the universe.
Devontae Adams will be coming back at some point.
Yeah.
It's important to remember. So remember how we talked about the whole conference bets, right? Like I was on the AFC last year.
Yeah,
we got some guys on the NFC this year. How about this one I found yesterday? How about specifically narrow it down to the NFC West teams? Plus 130. Are we sure the NFC West plus 130 to win the Super Bowl is a bad bet? So you could get Seahawks, Niners, Rams.
Let me see their current odds. Seahawks are 5-1. Rams are plus 550. Niners are 8-1. What was your question?
Are we sure plus 130 on the NFC West is a bad bet?
So let me answer it mathematically first. Boop, 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 boop. Plus 130 is about exactly what it should be mathematically.
Good on the book, then, because it feels like we've just been doing this for years where we uncover the simple answer of bet it the other way.
If my math in head is correct, then plus 130 is exactly what it ought to be mathematically. So I'm sure that's a proper pricing, but you're asking me, is it a good bet?
Yeah.
More art than math.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet it at +130.
More art.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet it at +130 because I would rather pinpoint a team.
All right, are we sure Fernando Mendoza should be -220 to be the first overall pick?
Okay, this is the one, whenever you ask number one pick in the draft questions, these are the ones that I'm always very comfortable saying, I have no idea.
So that part's interesting to me because I agree. I still feel like we haven't gotten much signal on who this is truly going to, and yet his odds keep getting shorter. And that's surprising.
Well, because the Raiders have number one is the thing right
that's
now.
True.
If
that's
the Raiders
true.
Lose, the Raiders have number one, and the Raiders need a quarterback. And the thinking is that Mendoza's their guy, I guess, at this point. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Are we sure on January 1st, or January 1, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should be -450 to win MVP in the NBA?
Yeah, because aren't you just fighting an injury at this point?
Yeah. It's probably a rightful price, but the...
Now, what's his price now?
-450.
Oh, God. You'd be crazy to bet it, though, at the same time.
Would be.
Yeah.
Well, it is why we pointed out, though, before we got the official Jokic news, was like -270 might not be a bad bet, though.
Yeah.
-450
is insane.
All right, this one's for you and Chris Foster, who I'm enjoying.
Oh, I like it.
Enjoying throwing a little fuel on the fire. Are we sure LeBron James is better than Denny Avdia?
I'm not sure.
And do you know why?
Right at this moment in time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's definitely not.
Do you know why I asked this question?
Why?
I caught this even a little late. First wave of All-Star voting in.
Yes.
Denny Avdia with more votes than LeBron James.
As it should be. Denny Avdia trying to be the first Israeli ball player to ever make an NBA All-Star game. Yes, at this moment
he's
in time.
He's balling out, man.
At this moment in time, you think LeBron's not even close to the ball player Avdia is at this moment in time. Stop it. And the Wizards are idiots. Let me just point that out.
Yes.
As I did at the time. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Billy in the hizzy. How pumped are you for today? I you know, we always talk about what's your favorite day of the sports year, the sports betting calendar. Mm-hmm. And I usually always say, oh, October's the best month, right? Football on the weekends, baseball playoffs in the middle. But man, today is awesome.
Oh, it's a great one. It's a great
one. So great. As my dad used to say, don't call me, I'll call you. I'm going to be on my couch hours on end of football, as I think everyone will be. We get tweets beating the book. Colin Murphy, are we sure that Dan Lanning isn't an overrated coach? He's at Penn State's number, but we know Big Game James doesn't beat top 10 teams. If you go through his resume over the past few years, it doesn't appear that Lanning wins many big games either. Well, we'll find out what Chris Velika has to say about that here on the in moments. GV, New Jersey, New York, Happy New Year's, guys. Watching on Game Plus. They just ran a commercial for a pain relief belt from a company called Dr. Hose after you talked Sugar Bowl with Tim Murray. Didn't know Lane Kiffin had either a doctorate or his own pain relief company. Not sure I got that. SS at S_Slystone1. Happy New Year. When VEASAN started, I started DVRing Follow the Money, and then a numbers game would come on after I'd watch a bit. But something was getting to me. I said, I know that voice, and it came to me. It's the voice of the guy who'd come on after midnight at KMEL. He says, you're a real cool dude. Well, thank you, SS. I don't really like to talk about that. You know how it is. By the way, it was after 10 p.m. So I get crazy. Thank you, Sly. Appreciate that. Jason H11, LOL Danny Higgins, the things guys do to get to,
that was basically
to
our
score.
Reaction.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Burns, Gil Kelly remembers because he's young. We're the olds. We forget. FYI, I'm older than you. What does he remember? I can't remember what you're talking about.
No idea.
I have no idea either. Let's see. Scuba Scott, parades, who watches parades? Well, I can tell you one for sure. That's my mom, 99 and a half years old, had to make an early trip to the nursing home to make sure she was in a recliner and had the proper channel on the TV. Happy New Year, Gilly Kelly. Well, I hope your mom enjoys it. 99 and a half, man. Scuba, you're going to live forever. And then Doug Tuttle saying the score bet still has 2.5 on the Oregon Texas Tech game. Well, there's going to be strays for sure. Martin Bernstein. Gil, I went to the New Year's Eve at Times Square in 1978. First thing I did was go to the Rangers game at MSG, then walked up to Times Square. It was the best time of my life. I was 16 years old. You have to do it once. Plus, you have to be young. Well, there you go. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
I don't know. Do you think when you were young, is this something you would have wanted
to do? No, even when I was young, I was like, hells no.
And me and you were young at different periods of time, too. Like, no, this is still not something I would ever want to have done.
And I want to say that Martin Bernstein may agree with me or not, but I want to say that when I was a kid, it seemed to be way colder more consistently on New Year's Eve than it is now. It's almost like the climate has changed or something. Jamie Leva, New Year's is the aura farmer of all holidays. Why do we do this to ourselves? That being said, Happy New Year, gentlemen. Jamie, Happy New Year to you. That is a great comment. Ryan Thompson, you know the VSiN app has been locked into a commercial loop for the past 10 minutes, really? Oh, we got to work
Thank
on that.
Thank you for the tweets on this, Thank actually. You.
Derby Day Day, Happy New Year, fellas. Am I still in the Happy New Year window? Yes. Your transparency on wins and losses is yet another reason I have not watched the four-letter network AM shows in years. Cheers to a fantastic 2026. Thank you, Derby Day Day. Yeah, we tell you when we lose, too. That's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, he is kind enough to join us on this morning for not one but two segments. And he is a very happy man. He is a Miami alum involved in their athletic department while he was at the University of Miami. I saw a big, fat Miami ring that he was wearing a couple weeks ago when he was in town. He's the Bear. He's from Fox Sports. The emperor of the Bear Bets podcast is Chris Velika, everybody. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line in HD. Look at how clean cut this guy is. Clear.
Yeah. Yeah, clean cut for sure. I think finally around 3:15 a.m. Eastern time, maybe 3:30 is when the text and the stop flowing, and I finally ultimately crashed coming down off the high of that game. So, yeah, I'm a little rough this morning. The sunburn still going, the peeling head, but I am I couldn't be happier right now. It feels really good to have Miami football matter again and really ultimately care about it and think back to when I was there, like you'd mentioned, and when I crossed over a couple of years with Mario Cristobal as well. So this was in the middle of the 58-game home winning streak and winning national titles. It just feels good to have the program really matter again right now.
I have to share with folks, you'll I think enjoy this, that the dynamic of us watching this game last night, because we're all in the group exchange, it's me, me, Chris, Will, Todd, and then Fezzik. Could Fezzik have been more annoying in his anti-Miami rhetoric last night during this game?
Well, it was going to be 31-6, right?
Initially. Yes, that was his call. 31-6.
Yeah, and then 21-20, and we get the scoop. Yeah, that was
that's right.
Yeah, I did my best to not chime in until Todd came back with the 21-20, and I think I had some choice words.
Yeah, right around
them. But I did try and act on my best behavior.
Yes,
and do the whole when you lose you say little, when you win you say less. But yeah, it was tough last night.
Well, I completely understand coming off of the high. Even I, who just had a bet on it, I didn't go to Miami. It took a while for me to come down from it too. That ball game was awesome. Let me get your analysis on it. Your big takeaway from that game was what, if you had to give one headline?
That Miami can win games without they have multiple paths to win games. I think everybody just assumed that Malachi Toney was the only threat that they had on offense, and you knew that Matt Patricia and the Ohio State defense, but they were going to take him away. And it was going to take C.J. Daniels to have a big game. It was going to take Elam Marion to have a big game. It was going to take some other guys to get involved. JoJo Trader had a big third down catch. Marty Brown came in and played. Like, they have other players and other ways. And look, Carson Beck's numbers weren't necessarily fantastic, but he didn't turn the ball over. He made a bunch of big short throws.
Yes, he had
a couple of monstrous scrambles in the game.
Yes, he did.
They're in a great place right now. The biggest thing that they're going to have to deal with now moving forward this week is just kind of the rat poison, is Nick Saban, who Mario Cristobal coached under. And just everybody, like every idiot like me out there now, saying that they have a legitimate chance to win the national title. The worst thing that could happen to Miami today is Ole Miss pulling an upset over Georgia, and Miami headed into the Fiesta Bowl as like a 4 or 5 point favorite or so in that game. And much rather have a pick'em type game, be a dog against Georgia, and the whole Carson Beck story as well.
Well, congratulations to you. By the way, that you brought up Malachi Toney, I didn't even bring up that play. I think it was the third quarter. He catches a pass. He fumbles it.
The fumble on the bounce right back to him.
Bounces. Not only does it bounce right back to him, he scooped it with one hand in, like, without missing a stride. So even the ball was bouncing their way. That was awesome.
And play. I think the scoop with one hand was because his injury, from what I hear, was like, I think he got hit on the other arm, which caused the fumble, and that's why he can only use the other hand, because the other arm was injured at the time. So who knows? We'll see. But he had a lot of big plays in that game that go unnoticed. The field goal by Carter Davis, the 49-yard field goal. I remember he struggled last week.
Yes.
Before to make that game a two possession game against, was big. The second and third downs on Ohio State's final drive, the great job by Jacoby Thomas to come up and take Jeremiah Smith across the middle away, that created the sack that put him in third and 20, and then they got off the field. Those two plays, a great. I don't know. Have they given the Broyles Award out yet? Because if they haven't, they might just want to do the revote right now and just say, oops, I'm sorry, and just give it to Corey Heatherman.
It was awesome. You brought up that field goal, and I didn't seize on this during the recap either. That field goal to go up 17-7, in the moment as a Miami backer, I was not happy with that decision by Cristobal. I was like, oh no, they missed this field goal. This is an awful thing. And he drilled it. And I was like, okay, well, this might be our night. What about this? Let's start with the first game, because this kicks off in about 35 minutes. We just had a tweet about they don't trust Dan Lanning in a big game situation. You do, though.
Yeah, I do. They beat him at Ohio State last year in the regular season. And he pulled out some stops to do it. I have no issues with Dan Lanning as a coach. I think he's very, very relatable to players. I think he does a good job. Look, lost a game to Indiana. Okay, well, it happens. You lose games. You lose in the playoff after a month off. It happens. I like Oregon today. Big, massive game in the Circa Friday Football Invitational, by the way. Ooh. I have the Ducks. The leader, Chris Massaro, has Texas Tech as his best bet.
Ooh.
So big swing game here. But I do like Oregon. I think they have more avenues to win the game. They create chunk plays at a higher rate than anyone in the country. I don't think this game is going to be a game where you're going to see either team drive the ball up and down the field with much success against the other team's defense. So I do like Oregon, and I like the Texas Tech team total under 24.5, because I just don't trust Baron Morton and those skill guys right now against what I think will be a very motivated Oregon defense off of that fourth quarter laydown against JMU last week. I think that's going to serve them well this week going against Texas Tech.
Okay. Those are his two bets again. He's on Oregon on the money line. Excuse me, Oregon money line or against the spread? What did you have?
Yeah, you may as well go money line. Yeah. I mean, just to save yourself maybe overtime and it comes into a two-point contest or whatever. Yeah, I pay the extra to just go Oregon money line. I'm fine with that.
All right, he's got an Oregon -2, though, officially. Texas Tech under 24.5 team total, which tracks, again, with Dr. Bob's strong opinion on the game under Texas Tech versus Oregon, which, again, the first to kick off 35 minutes from now. More with Chris Felica, the Bear, on the other side, fresh off his cruise, off his Miami victory. On the other games today, maybe let him poke his brain about tomorrow's games as well. Next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Right now is the best time of year for bettors, and the all-new Boomers Sportsbook is bringing you the action. Football, hockey, basketball, and more. Use code VSiN250 when you sign up for Boomers' mobile account. They'll match your first deposit up to $250 in bonus bets. Plus, get -105 on all pro football spreads every regular season game. Download the Boomers Sportsbook app today. Learn more at betwithboomer.com. Must be 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. Whatever you do, don't tell them I sent you. This Joe Asher might take something off the top there. So I'm not involved. Just go VSiN 250. There you go. By the way, Wes Reynolds, our own Wes Reynolds, is over there at the
ringside,
the Rose Bowl parade. as he tweets out Semper Fi, I guess he's looking at a Marine there.
I just retweeted this. I'm rooting for Wes today, man. I'm just rooting for Wes. This is Wes's day. What a day. Indiana. Who would have thought?
Man. Yeah, man.
I still don't believe it. We're already here and I don't believe it.
We get tweets beating the book. Charles in Connecticut, I'm feeling FOMO, not wishing you guys Happy New Year's yet, and that you may declare it late to do so tomorrow. So hope 2026 is great for the whole ANG family and listeners. You too, Charles in Connecticut at Hoop Homer. Rob Graham, I've been listening to guys since like 2021, and I have no clue that the Bear was a Canes fan. That's awesome. Carr and Bear cheer for my teams.
And he's a pro.
And John Osher. Hey, Gil, as an LSU fan, it was great to see CJ Daniels make big plays, including the clutch first down at the end to clinch it. Chris Velika, congrats on the win, and I'll be cheering for CJ and the Canes to win the title this year. That looked like a title game last night. Yeah, it did. Derek Gwynn, happy new year from Hattiesburg. All South Mississippi's pulling for Georgia. Go Dogs. Y'all do a great job. Thank you, Derek. And Lance Schaefer, I found VSiN after the lockdown. I've been betting for 20 years. 2025 is my first profitable year, and it's all thanks to Gil, Kelly, Mitch, Paulie, and all the others at VSiN. Love your guys' show. Thanks for everything. I won over five figures this year. There you go, Lance. Way to go. And Rob Graham, can you please tell the Bear, attaboy, I truly love that hat. Let's bring him back in. Chris Velika, the Bear. So many questions here, Chris. One, first of all, you just went on a cruise. I have many non-football questions here before we get back to your bets. Mm-hmm. What your favorite island on the cruise was?
Returning to St. Thomas was my favorite experience on the cruise. I loved Antigua. It was great. But going back to St. Thomas, where my wife and I were married and her parents had a place for quite some time, going back there and just seeing like the shopping areas and just seeing the restaurants and the places we used to go to and see how the community has bounced back after those hurricanes was really good. And I got my father-in-law to pay up on his preseason bet on the Miami-Notre Dame game. He's a Notre Dame alum, and we made the bet before the year. Loser pays lunch at Tappan Still, which basically Tappan Still is five guys with the bar, essentially, burgers, fries, hot dogs, funnel cake, and alcohol. So picture five guys with alcohol on like a waterfront, and you got what Tappan Still is.
I forgot that you got married at St. Thomas. What an awesome destination wedding that is. Okay, and then the other thing, Wes just tweeted in from the Rose Bowl parade. You've gone to many, many Rose Bowls over time. And what did you say to us off air?
Oh, the parade is like here, and like the Rose Bowl game is like here in terms of the Pasadena community. Like the parade is everything.
Wow.
And we used to have our production meetings for New Year's morning. They would probably end around 4:30 or so in the afternoon, 5 o'clock. You'd be going back to the hotel. And then get set to go to dinner. They'd be already claiming their plot of land on the parade route. Wow. With their sleeping bags. Because it gets cold at night out there at this time of year. But yeah, the parade far more important amongst the locals than the game. Good for Wes, by the way. That's an awesome bucket list, maybe once in a lifetime time opportunity for him. So I hope the weather doesn't dampen his mood.
I love it. Speaking of that game, Chris was on last segment. He already gave us Oregon -2 versus Texas Tech in a game that kicks off in about 25 minutes, and the Texas Tech Red Raiders team total under 24.5 versus the Ducks today. What about that game in Pasadena, which again, the rain still falling over there. You don't have a side. You're not playing the total. How are you playing this?
I'm playing one thing simply. Indiana to record the first sack of the game was -140. Last time I checked at DraftKings, I just think Indiana, the way they can get after the quarterback, even with the injury to Daly on the defensive line, Alabama can't run the ball. I would expect them to be a pass-heavy offense, especially early in the game. A little extra juice from the IU defense early on. Indiana record the first sack. And by the way, I just want to – I know the audience out there and a lot of the social media community, they have their people that they like to follow and either – fade or tail, and one of those people that I think a lot of people like to fade is Book It with Trent, and Book It with Trent just kind of put out Texas Tech +2.5 is like a mega mortal max.
Oh boy!
So do with that information you see fit.
Oh boy! All right, let's go to the third of the three today. Ole Miss and Georgia. You have a couple props in this game.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the group thread as well. And I maybe am too guilty at times of reading into numbers and psychology, but the fact that this number hasn't hit 7, at least I haven't seen it hit 7, it seems to me they are inviting all of the Georgia money possible on this game. I haven't heard one person mutter the sentence this week. Well, one on the Barstool show that I just did a little while ago, but mutter like, I like Ole Miss in the game. Seems like everybody is on Georgia. Could Georgia win the game easily? Sure, they could, because Ole Miss couldn't get a stop in the first meeting. But Ole Miss didn't get stopped until the fourth quarter of that game. So Georgia now is better. Yes, they're going to have Colby Young back. Yes. I am not playing in the side just because I don't want to hate myself after the game one way or the other by saying, damn, why did I take Georgia when I had a feeling that Ole Miss was going to be the right side? Or why did I get sucked in by the number? You knew Georgia was a better team, but I played a couple of things based on what we saw in that first meeting. I played Lawson Lucky, Georgia's tight end, anytime touchdown, getting like plus 425 or so in that game. Touchdowns in that first game. The other tight end, Oscar Delp, also could be live to score a touchdown. But clearly, Mike Bobo and the Georgia offense found something with that Ole Miss defense in that first meeting, where they utilized their tight end so well in the red zone. So lucky to score a touchdown. And then Trinidad Chambliss to score a tiny time touchdown at a really nice number as well. I think his legs will be a big factor as well in this game, especially, again, once they get down in the red zone. So a couple of anytime touchdown scorers. So, sorry, I don't have a little bit more on the side, but this just feels like everyone is Georgia and over, and I just don't like being involved in games where it seems that everybody is viewing it the same way.
I threw this out earlier. I just threw it out. I'm curious what you think. The absence of Lane Kiffin won't matter against a Tulane, right? Like in the Ole Miss's last game. But against Georgia, do you think it might matter?
I don't, because Charlie Weiss Jr. is the guy who calls the plays. He called the plays when Lane was there. And think back the tweet that the listener, I forget who it was, just talked about with Dan Lanning. Is Dan Lanning ever won a big game? Is he overrated as a coach? What big game did Lane Kiffin ever win?
Yeah, it's true.
He didn't win a coach who won a big game. I love Lane. I like Lane. I think he's a great offensive mind. He relates to players, but I think that might be a little bit overblown, especially being that you have the main offensive play callers and staff coming back for the run here.
I know this is a strange question to ask on a great day where we're coming off the Miami win and we got three quarterfinals left today, but there are four random bowl games tomorrow and we won't talk to you before then. Do you have any plays in any of those final bowl games on the schedule?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I really scaled back a lot of the other bowl games this year just because I found it super hard in terms of who's going to play, who's not going to play, motivation, just games that I like. We always like to have the conversation about if this game is taking place at noon on a Saturday during the college football season, would you be betting it? And a lot of my cases, it was no. And I think being away may have also helped my cause to kind of stay away from those games. But yeah, I did not play anything. I know Wake Forest is, I think, a side that a couple of people that I respect do like tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow against Mississippi State.
Let's you close out with this. Go back to your Canes where we started. The hypotheticals on the Canes, 3.5-point dogs against Georgia, if that is the semifinal matchup, 1.5-point favorites against Ole Miss. Do you think that those are proper?
I thought Miami would be a little bit bigger of a favorite against Ole Miss. I don't think that game would close 1.5 for sure. And I certainly don't think that Miami Georgia matchup would close north of 3. So I see Miami taking money in both of those matchups, and we'll see what happens. Finally, when the real bets started happening yesterday, we saw the whole public getting little feeler bets get it up there, 9.5, and then the big bets took place yesterday, and the big smart late money was indeed right. So we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful that two wins away from winning the national title, which is pretty damn crazy.
Yeah, I think you're right about that 3.5 too. I don't know what Georgia would have to do today to keep that at 3.5. That seems like it's headed back towards 3. Okay. Chris, congratulations, and good luck. Enjoy the day, my friend.
Thanks, you guys. Enjoy the day as well. Three awesome games today.
Chris Velika, right here on A Numbers Game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Start the new year off as a better better with a VSiN Pro subscription. This is the final week to save 50% off the regular monthly price with our holiday special. Sign up now and get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79, including daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app covering everything from the college football playoffs and NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll receive our college football playoff betting guide, complete with expert brackets, see Mackinnon's power ratings, CFP, and bowl best bets, and previews for every bowl game. Start the new year with an edge. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. We get tweets beating the book. Primetime wanted to clarify where he was. He said, I avoid the DMVs at all costs. He says, I'm in the Malibu of the Midwest, Sheboygan.
The Malibu of the Midwest. Let's go.
That's where his negative wind chill is, the Malibu of the Midwest. Darren Frazier, I think we might have fixed this by now, but I'm not sure. He says, the VSiN Watch app was down. He says, how can I start 2026 without a full show of my favorite guys? Thank God for Sirius XM so I can still listen while missing Gil's great glasses and the skinny Kelly Bidley. Happy New Year, boys. Happy New Year
to you. It's being worked on. I don't know where we're at on it, but it is being worked on.
We got guys with hammers and nails and that kind of stuff.
Yes, Isaiah down there. Yep.
Yeah. Isaiah, he gets
dissecting
the
dissecting robots, yeah. Computers.
Got his hat on with the flashlight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Want a couple quick updates, Gil?
Please.
First of all, how about a shot of the circuit book where it is just filling up? I just was outside.
There we go.
Okay, there's the book. What you are not seeing on screen if you're watching at home, the line of people that is about 25 deep waiting at the stand up here to get seated in 90% Oregon jerseys. Lot of Oregon jerseys out there. And then, Gil, looking at this game, this is pick 'em or one everywhere on the Texas Tech side now. We have jumped the fence. It has gone to Texas Tech. FanDuel's out to a point and a half on Texas Tech.
This is like that Miami money late yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about this a bit off air. This might be like a very elementary subject, I know, for a lot of people. But like these games, I think these four games, maybe the best examples of you needing to have multiple books, yes, multiple outs. We saw that number yesterday. You know, I sat there and I said on the show, it's 9.5. So I'm going to wait and see if it gets to a 10. Okay. That didn't work out. But like, luckily you could jump back in. I was still able to get an 8.5 where everybody was at 7.5 pretty much.
Yeah.
Didn't matter in the end, but still you want to get the best of the number. Okay, same thing today. Texas Tech, we made out. You thought you had a bad number at one point. You did have
I thought the opposite. I thought it was going to go the other direction. Right. I was like, of course the money's going to come in on Miami all week, and it never did until the very end, right? Proven, CLV in the end on that. But it also, what does it also tell us in both of these games? That we are super close to the sun. And that we operate in our little corner of the world where, you know, getting ahead of stuff is the name of the game. But really 90% of the public, right? 95%, whatever the percentage is. They are waiting until a couple hours before the game. They're like, oh, wait, the game's on?
And this stuff like gets me excited to do these shows because you are right. It is so few days where we're like, oh my gosh, a football game moved 3 points like this or, 2.5 points.
Legalized sports betting did this, right? Where it's like, oh, it's as if there's tens of millions more people betting on games. Right.
And then I'll update these other ones. Still not a 7 out there from Ole Miss, Georgia. Might be too early for that.
Still 6.5, in other words.
Yeah, yeah. Still 6.5 everywhere. Yeah. As Chris and Tim kind of said, right? A little odd that it is like 6.5, just flat basically everywhere. Alabama, Indiana, we are starting to see more 7.5s pop on the Indiana side. So was kind of bringing that up before because we started the show and Boyd FanDuel was the only book I was looking at that had a 7.5 out there. So if you were pro Alabama, that would be the book. Now you've got to kind of got to shop around and DraftKings. If you're in a DraftKings state or if you're in Nevada stations, really the only flat sevens right now.
JD in Florida. Happy New Year, boys. Let's get at it today and all year. Texas Tech money finally showing up. He's showing Texas Tech as a 1.5. Yeah, this was on the way to where it is now. 1.5 point dog when he tweeted in 25 minutes ago. Michael Burns. Amazing you forgot asking Kelly when's the first New Year's Eve you remember. My God, the brain. I mean, I did ask him though in the end. I don't get it. I don't know. I didn't understand.
Was he amazed by my answer? I mean, I don't remember specifics.
When I have to decipher the tweets, it doesn't really work out so much. This is from Chris Heath. Magic Johnson is the Grand Marshal of the Rose Bowl parade. A few years ago, This is so random. He said a few years ago it was Gary Sinise. Isn't he like an actor in like CSI or something like that? Yeah.
Gary Sinise.
Look it up, Rose Bowl Parade.
Lieutenant Dan.
Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Well, Lieutenant you watch Dan. Those shows?
Well, no, Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Gary
Sinise.
Norman Vegas. 30 years ago today, the improbable once-in-a-lifetime happening, Northwestern playing in the Rose Bowl.
You watch those types of shows?
That was.
I don't know why it just hit me.
What?
You watch those types of shows? I would have. I would have had the same reaction. I didn't even know what you were.
Like, I didn't pin you as a CSI guy.
Oh my gosh! So I'm gonna bury my brother and sister real quick. They were the worst with that stuff. Oh, they could watch like CSI for like 5 hours and like Law and Order. And it was like just
so. They must not be alone. They must not be alone. Norman Vegas, 30 years ago today, the improbable once-in-a-lifetime happening, Northwestern playing in the Rose Bowl. That was before greed, money, and TV killed the granddaddy of them all. There's a game played at the Rose Bowl, but it is not the Rose Bowl game, he says.
Rose Bowl committee still has so much control over this stuff. It is, that's still such an under-the-radar thing.
What is this a react? Oh, this is a Durbin P24 is reacting to... Oh, we're basically, they were killing Todd for not allowing the guest chair to be the champion or acting like he was the champion, not the guest chair. Durbin says, Chris has to get Todd on, talking about Felica, has to get Todd on bad beats with Van Pelt. He either becomes a Sports Center staple or Scott and Steve block Bear's number and all socials afterwards. No in between. GRP wins. Hey, it's George, everybody. He says, shout out to Gil for admitting to having a losing year betting on NFL futures. I know the feeling. Just wait until you see my results on Monday. George acts like we don't, like, is he acting like we don't admit that, or is he being sincere in his
congratulations? I think he's just being sincere.
All right, then we'll accept it that way, GRP. GRP says he didn't do well either. Yeah, it's a bad year, man. There's no shame in that. This is from Mike Zill's Duke 90. It's too soon. It's too soon. I know it was the late 70s, but you can't make Anwar Sadat parade jokes. You can't do it. It's too soon. Larry Fresh, update the Megapod bylaws to include the 1/18th compromise. Guests are 1/18th of a real person. That the guest chair does, in fact, win a championship. And Steve, the proxy Times Square for New Year's Eve. I did this in 2000 and 2001. You have to get there by 5 p.m. You're stuck in the same block all night, and there's no access to bathrooms. Second year, I was smart, brought a chair and a bag, and made $100 or hundreds of dollars selling hand warmers. This year, people sold diapers. Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah. And on to the break of dawn. We'll get to everybody's, I promise. But we got to review all the bets. I'm on the Panthers tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I feel like it's Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, I have the Panthers. If I had them tomorrow, that would be something.
I was about to correct you and say Sunday.
Panthers Saturday, +3 at the Buccaneers. Got it during guessing lines. And then the Falcons, -3 versus the Saints, which I got the best of both of those numbers. Got them both during the guessing lines day and then afterwards with the Falcons because they weren't up during the show. Bijan, offensive player of the year at 150-1. It's down to 25-1 at Caesars. And then my Super Bowl finalist, Chargers versus Rams, 28-1. Chargers versus Niners, 66-1. And then my college football hit Miami last night, +8.5. Got Texas Tech today, +1.5. Got Indiana, -6.5. And Georgia, -6.5. We've been reviewing those for over a week now. Indiana to win the college football championship at 10-1. By the way, again, if you're wondering, hey, when are the semifinals? One of them is a week from today, and one of them is a week from tomorrow. Semifinals in college football. You, sir.
Pistons in the NBA for me laying 5 today. Actually, a lot of 4.5s out there now, so you can get a little bit better number than I did today. Just a reminder, as we discussed, yesterday, this is definitely staked down for me. It's day after New Year's Eve. Pistons coming off a long road trip. Who knows what we might get between them and Miami. But Pistons, third best net rating in the month of December, 9-4 over that time straight up. Laying 5 with them at home against the Miami Heat, and then Texas Tech on that with, that's my only college football bet so far today. I'm sure I'll be adding, but so far just the 2.5 with Texas Tech. And then for NFL this weekend, Chargers, Broncos under 40.5, Ravens laying the 3, and then a 10-point teaser, 49ers, Texans, and Jaguars in that.
It does feel like a Friday, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, you have to remind me to come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tim Murray, he's on Indiana Moneyline and Georgia Moneyline Parlay today. That's how he's playing it today. Indiana, Georgia Moneyline Parlay. And then Christopher Felica as well. Was he on the show, I believe, if I'm not mistaken? Oregon, -2 versus Texas Tech. Kickoff in 5 minutes or thereabouts. Texas Tech team total under 24.5 in that same ballgame. And then later, Indiana to record the first sack at -140 in their game against Bama. And then in the final of the quarterfinals, the last of the quarterfinals, I should say, Trinidad Chambliss of Ole Miss, anytime touchdown, +170. And Lawson Lucky of Georgia anytime touchdown plus 420. Those are all the bets. This is a shot. How long ago was this, Danny, would you say? This is 2 hours ago anyway. We don't know what it looks like now, but it's 2 hours ago at the Rose Bowl where they are squeegeeing water out of this place. Look at that. Towels everywhere. Man, they got it. I mean, that field is about as great of a field as any.
Yeah. I'm looking up at the parade right now. This is the driest it's looked in a long time.
Looking better now. Looking better. But that was it earlier. My goodness. A deluge. A tsunami. No, just kidding. Not that bad. But it's bad. Crack. Next. Unscripted. We'll take you through the opening sequences of the ball game. Next. On A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.